This is the Family Without Limits podcast. Here we go.
Welcome to the Family Without Limits podcast, where we share our journey and inspire you to explore the road less traveled. We talk all things family, travel, and online income. Hello, and thank you for listening in. We are back. We are still alive and breathing on this wonderful planet. We have fallen off the radar for a bit, and we're going to touch on a little bit where we've been, what we've been doing. But the bottom line is we're very excited to be back. We are very much committed now to making Family Without Limits something bigger than ourselves and extending ourselves to our community. But there's so much to share. And today we want to talk also around buying freedom. It's a very interesting mind kind of concept that we've been looking at over the last while, and we want to share that with you. My darling wife is sitting here in our office in the UK.
I am. Hello, everybody. It is good to be back. I was just saying to Tim how much I've actually missed this. And how much I enjoy podcasting. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of months as we are more consistent with this.
Yeah, even though these podcasts take at least 6 hours, probably a bit more even to edit and get up, it's just lovely to sit here and just chat with you guys listening in. So that's great. For those of you new to us, let's just quickly give everyone a, because let's be fair, for a lot of people, this is probably going to be, we've probably lost all our previous followers by inactivity. But if you have just joined us, Taryn and myself, we live in the UK. We are from South Africa originally. We have two kids and a dog, which
is a new addition.
A very new addition. And we have an online business which allows us to do many cool things, one of which is to travel. And we have just been away for 6 months in South Africa. So we rented out our UK house and we had an amazing, we actually had an endless summer, which has been kind of one of those fun goals. So we had a summer in the UK, which I guess technically isn't defined as summer in other parts of the world. It was quite a cold summer. And then we kind of, as it got cold here in the UK, we packed up and we headed off to South Africa.
In fact, it was actually nearly a year ago. This time last year, we were busy packing things up and getting ready to go. And then we had 6 wonderful months in South Africa in the beautiful Cape. We had lots of sunshine and lots of family, which was just really, really lovely. We just loved every minute of it. But the time came for us to come back to the UK. And I have to say that getting back to the UK was a little bit rough in the beginning. It took a little while to settle in. But now that we're back here, even though the weather's changing and even though it's kind of really, really cold out, and there's just a new fondness for the UK, I think. And we feel a little bit more settled. Still don't know where the future may lie. But for now, the UK is where we're meant to be. So getting the dog was a helpful way of us getting settled back in. She kind of keeps us more in the UK than otherwise we would be. But she's been a wonderful addition to the family. She drives us mad, but the kids love her and we love her, and she's very, very cute.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, especially online, you know, you don't think about the normal 40 hours a week where you're at the job, at your job. You actually start dreaming more. We have certainly. So the temptation to kind of always looking ahead of where we want to be next and what other adventures can we go on is always there in the forefront of your mind. And I think coming back after having such a great time, as Taryn said, in South Africa, it was just like, oh man, like, what are we doing here? And actually getting the dog was just like a way of saying, cool, we're going to stake our ground for now. If we ever did, say, move back to South Africa, well, we'll put her on an airplane with us. Although apparently it costs like up to $2,000 just for the dog. But anyway, we'll get there.
She's worth it.
Well, yeah, anyway, if she stops weeing around the house, she might be. No, but that's kind of where we're at. But I think let's just go a little bit back to South Africa for those of you interested of how we manage the online business. So just a quick one. We actually just packed our two laptops. We packed these microphones with us, and they're quite big microphones, with the intention of podcasting. But we did one podcast in South Africa in 6 months, which was useless. But anyway, yeah, so the business managed well, actually. We had mobile data in South Africa that we bought. We had like 120 gigs each for the 6 months, and we didn't even run out, which is amazing. And really fast LTE 4G speed. So that was really nice. So we could work anywhere. We had an au pair that came in, which was very affordable, half of the childcare costs we normally pay in England. So although a lot of people that side I think thought, wow, you know, we really rolling in it to afford that. It was actually, it made sense. And the beauty is it allowed Taryn and myself to go out every day and drive around a beautiful city and find a new coffee shop and actually get stuck in. So I'd say we put more work into our business there generally than we had in the UK before. So, you know, even though we were traveling and living the dream, so to speak, we were still working hard.
We were, and there was just such a lovely rhythm about our days because we homeschool. We've chosen to homeschool our daughter, Gracie. Having an au pair, you know, Gracie and I would sit down together and would get quite a lot done in the morning. And then we had the au pair normally from about 10 till about 2. And then that left the afternoon free for us to be at the beach or be with our family or go adventuring with the kids. You know, we'd go and find something new to explore. And there was just a really lovely rhythm where we felt like we had quite a good work-life balance. Like we were giving a lot to the business, but equally we were spending a lot of really good time with the children. So it just seemed really lovely. And obviously we had family around, which you just can't beat really. In the UK, it's just Tim and I and the two kids. And obviously we have friends and we have some help in terms of we have a childminder, but it's not quite the same, obviously, as having family. So it was just really lovely. Yeah, it was a good experience and also really, really nice to see how the business enables us to be location independent. Like it doesn't have to, the next time we go away, it doesn't have to be South Africa. It could be anywhere in the world. As long as we have that internet connection, we're actually okay to go. Everything was pretty compact. We traveled with everything. And actually, if we didn't take all the school books, we would have even more space for equipment if we needed it.
One of the things we did is we added a new product to our business, and that was an online course. It consisted of how many lessons? About just,
I think there were 12.
12 video lessons. So we've actually got a mobile green screen setup, believe it or not. So we packed our cameras and everything. For those of you that know anything about video and green screen, typically it's a big setup, but we have this mobile setup that we took with us, and it was incredible. So, you know, the backdrops of our courses were the same as they would have been in England. So really, actually quite amazing from that. And I guess we can actually unpack this as a future podcast episode of how we traveled. But the main thing was really just to see different places. I mean, obviously, we were brought up in South Africa in Johannesburg, but we've never lived in Cape Town. So for us, that was the bonus. But also for our kids to see that life doesn't always run so smoothly in some of these countries and to see poverty firsthand. It was, you know, horrible to see in a lot of ways, but good for them to be exposed to that. You know, we don't want them to grow up entitled. We want them to see the world. And I think that's why we want to also just reach out a bit more. And again, it comes back to us trying to, even with Family Without Limits, is to try and put other people in the position where we've been at. So yeah, anyway, so that's where we've been. We're back in the UK for now. Just a quick bit of news before we just jump into what we wanted to talk about is Taryn and myself are actually going to be, well, we've actually been invited to speak at a conference, which is great. So it's our first conference we've done jointly, which is good. And that's going to be on the 24th of May 2018, yeah, in the south coast of England, in Bournemouth. It's called You Are the Media Conference, put on by Mark Masters. So if any of you are listening to this and you're going to be around the UK at that time, I would very much encourage you to book. And it'll be awesome to see you in person if you happen to be in the area. But yeah, let's jump onto this topic of kind of freedom. I think, you know, finances is one of the main reasons why you have an online business. For us, funnily enough, the finances have taken a backseat in some ways. We are not rolling in it at this stage. In fact, our business, for full transparency, isn't doing as well as it has previously. This month is going to be pretty tight. Now, that's a good thing for us because I think we've been coasting with our business for a while as we've been settling back in. And now it's like, oh my goodness, we have to really try and figure this out a little bit, which we've been doing. But it's a whole concept that we want to get around today is you can have your sights on earning more money. Like let's say we want to earn an extra $10,000 a month, which is a big ask right now for us. That focus on the money is good, but we've kind of flipped that on its head and we're saying, well, how can we earn more freedom? How can we buy more freedom?
Yeah, I think money inherently is not a good motivator. Money in and of itself means very little. So what if you have all this money in your bank account? It's what the money enables you to do. And so I read an article, and I'm really sorry that I don't remember who the article was written by, but it was written by a stand-up comedian who wasn't particularly good with money, and she felt like she was okay. Like she wasn't in a huge amount of debt, but she didn't have a lot of savings. Until one day, one of her parents landed up in hospital, and she suddenly thought, who's going to pay and how are we going to pay and how are we going to make this work? And for her, money wasn't a motivator. Money didn't mean very much to her. But when she was faced with the reality of her situation, she decided to look at money not in terms of kind of dollars and cents, but in terms of freedom. How can we get more freedom? And Tim and I, we read this article and it really resonated with us, because for us, it isn't all about the money. It's about what we can do with that money, what freedom that might allow. And there are obviously lots of different kinds of freedom, which we can talk about. But if you are working in a 9-to-5 job that you don't particularly enjoy, there's freedom of time. You know, that's one of the beauties of this online business that Tim and I have, is we have time to be with the children. We have time to travel. We have time. So that's a huge freedom that we have.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, for example, will look at, oh man, if I could start a business and get out of my job and earn money, that's going to be great. But what they don't realize is actually the freedom part of that is worth more than the money. So let's say you, I don't know, earning $5,000 a month and you start an online business and it slowly grows, say, from $500 and through the months you get to $5,000. In my opinion, you're going to have way more freedom in terms of being more rich, as just opposed to financially, because you're going to have options, right? You can, I don't know, you can invest in projects, community projects. You can spend more time with your family. You can, I don't know, you know, often people, I think, just go to their jobs and they're in this rut of really just thinking about that and getting home. And a lot of people are under a lot of pressure in the job. It's not just like they coast through the job. So there's stress and everything else that comes with that. And I think we in that phase now, it's like, we know we need more finances, because if we did say want to move back to South Africa in 2 years' time, if that was a goal, or we want to go to Costa Rica for 4 months, you know, the reality is that is going to cost money. So it's like, well, okay, how can we make more money to make that happen? It's a good goal and it's a noble one, but hey, how can we buy more freedom? All of a sudden changes the mindset into serving our audience better in exchange for money, as opposed to, oh, let's just try and make money however we can, which is never a good result, is it? Because you could be totally unfulfilled making money. You know, I think our goal is always to do stuff that has meaning.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing that I was thinking about is, and we've spoken a little bit about this, about our trip to South Africa, but there's freedom in terms of location. Would you be living where you are if you didn't have your job? Do you know what I mean? Like, for us, the world really could be our oyster. For now, we choose to be in the UK, and that's for a number of reasons. Our home is here, and our children have really good friends here, and we have really good friends here. So for now, this is our home. But it doesn't mean that in a year or 2 years' time, we could go anywhere. And in fact, we actually met a family through one of the homeschooling networks who had spent 4 years traveling around the world. They had this truck and they just traveled around the world, which is just incredible. And that, the amount of freedom that you have in order to be able to do that is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was an amazing story, really. I mean, someone had sent me this article about this family that had traveled, as Terrence said, for 4 years. You know, just they literally, it wasn't just like a camper van. It was like a full-on truck. And they went through like Amazon, South America. It was like full-on off-the-beaten-path kind of stuff. And someone sent me this article and I realized that actually they don't live too far geographically from where we are in the UK. They're south of UK. We are in Wimborne, little town in Wimborne. And they were in Verwood, which is probably about a 20-minute drive. So I was like, oh, it's amazing. And then Taryn was at a homeschool gymnastics session and Taryn came back and she said, oh, I met this very interesting woman and they've just traveled for 4 years. And as soon as she said that, you know, they traveled around the world, I was like, oh man, I know who you're talking about. I've just read about them in the paper. So anyway, really funny how connections can be made. But I think, you know, it's just going to be, actually, and a funny story, we went to a home education thing the other evening and it was very dark. It was in the evening and we were going to go and set mammal traps and the kids were learning about animals and stuff. And this particular woman I'd never met, Taryn had, and she arrived late and she said, no, she got lost. So I said, I was just chatting. I said, yeah, I'm sure that's not the first time you've got lost, you know, after all her adventures. And although she didn't drive previously, I think her husband did most of the driving and she was a navigator. So we had a little bit of a laugh about that. But anyway, just really inspiring for us to meet someone like that. And yeah, you know, that is kind of our adventure. We're thinking maybe next summer, let's get a camper van. If we wanted to buy something like that new, we'd be looking at like $60,000, which is crazy for our needs. But yeah, you know, we can't afford that now and that's fine. We might have to settle on a 10,000 fixer upper, which is fine. We'll do that. But in a way it's like, cool, how can we buy more freedom through our online businesses? And I think that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yes, yeah, so that's really kind of what we want to talk about today, is just reframing how we think about money and not seeing money as kind of cold hard cash, but seeing money as freedom. And so we really want to encourage you to just have a think about what you would be able to do if you had more freedom. We want to encourage you to look at your goals, look at your dreams, look at the vision that you have, not just for you, but for your whole family. And to think about how you could start putting things into place so that you could earn more of that freedom. And that's something that Tim and I are really passionate about. And we're really passionate about helping others find a similar kind of freedom to what we have found.
Absolutely. And in fact, this brings us onto an interesting point, because I think Family Without Limits, we really want to take this to the next level now. We've had a lot of people reaching out to us, even through the previous times we've podcasted, saying, oh, it's cool that you guys have a successful online business and that, you know, we've built it up from scratch. I mean, we've done this for 5 years and we've already acquired many skills. And I think a lot of people starting out don't know where to start. You know, they're kind of bumping their heads in the dark, so to speak. And there's a lot of very expensive stuff online, like that's unattainable, these $2,000 courses that promise the world, but are very, you know, very specific in one area. I think there's a lot missing where we want to try and address some of those things. So, you know, we're busy having a discussion around what that's going to look like. All I will say is we'll kind of watch the space as we kind of move forward. And I think we're going to obviously take on with whatever we create, we're going to need some early adopters in, you know, to kind of help shape that. And obviously that would be either free or at a very discounted rate. So anyway, watch the space. We'll let you know. But I think in the meantime, we're going to kind of try and stick to these podcasts at least weekly if we can. And yeah, so anyway, thanks for joining us today. Once again, just to remind you, just think about what freedom could look like for your family or what those next steps could look like. Dream big. You know, we certainly had no idea that we'd be able to travel without our income being affected for 6 months a couple of years back. And yeah, we are. So we want to impart some encouragement. I hope this has been helpful. Go and buy your freedom. Go and work out what the next steps are. And please get in touch if you need anything. We really are here to help. Hey, you could be larger than life, bigger than the world, living out the hopes and dreams of every boy and every girl. You could fly higher than the sky, shine brighter than the stars. You could have all you ever wanted, shoot the moon and reach for Mars. You know you could.